Meanwhile, thousands of Jordanians have rallied in the capital Amman to condemn the ongoing Israeli onslaught on Gaza. Protesters voiced support for the Palestinian resistance fighters. They chanted anti-Israeli slogans and called on the Jordanian government to annul its peace treaty with Tel Aviv. Protesters also demanded that their government deport the Israeli ambassador to Amman. Demonstrators slammed the international community for its failure to put an end to Israel's war on Gaza. They also denounced the Egyptian government for closing the Rafah crossing with Gaza. Jordanian protesters have held similar rallies over the past weeks. To discuss that further, I'm joined by Mr. Nasir Al-Omari, who is a writer and political commentator, and he's now joining us on the line from New York. Mr. Al-Omari, thanks very much for joining us here on Press TV. Now, of course, we've seen such protests that have been taking place in Jordan, in Egypt as well, of course, but they've been obviously cracked down upon. Do you think the countries such as Jordan that have peace treaties with Israel will act?
Well, it's unlikely to act in an effective way, because the leadership in Jordan, represented by the king, is fully in bed with the Netanyahu government. In fact, reports show that there was approval from Jordan, from the regime in Jordan, for the Israelis to attack Hamas. Therefore, we might see some moves to alleviate the anger in the street. But it's unlikely to get this king to behave in a way that is acceptable to the Jordanians.
Exactly. So I'm wondering, wouldn't that then put extra pressure on the king, that he would have to do something which would placate the people on the streets? Because I would imagine that at this point, the people on the streets have understood that there is obviously that relationship between Israel and the king.
Yes. And, if you follow what's happening in Jordan after the Arab Spring, people are basically, people tried for a number of years to pressure the king to do something about aligning the policies of his regime to the demands of the Jordanians. They have failed, and the king continues to align himself with the Netanyahu government, with various American administrations. But this is a point this is a time when all Jordanians look at what's happening, look at this embassy in Jordan that represents the Netanyahu government, and wonder if this king is worried at all about the demands of the Jordanians to put pressure on the Netanyahu government to change its actions against Gaza.
Okay, we'll leave it there for now, but of course we do appreciate you speaking to us as always. That was Mr. Nasir Al-Mahdi speaking to us on the line from New York.